I believe there's still time to get in your dino or regular pitch, not dino pitch, questions, prompts, and discussion things for our retrospective. Give us an email at duckfeed.tv/contact if you're still checking out the show. Hopefully you're enjoying the Pitch Classic. And just because it wasn't another episode, don't think, go ahead and check out this jingle for the Business Duster. It's the last of the jingles that I've done.
Life moves a little slower on the plains, I tell you. And I wouldn't trade my ranch for all the tea in New York City. Sometimes, even a cowpoke like me myself, well, gotta reach for that brass ring of business sense. Trade out my image in recompense. It's the suit that's a duster, it's a D-I-S. It's the business duster doing what it does best. Wind sure is blowing today. Trade out my image in recompense. It's the suit that's a duster, it's the D-I-S. It's the dual illusion system does what it does best. It's the business duster and a merry vest.
Brayden, what's happened?
Well, not too much. I just wanted to call you and see how your holidays have been. What's been going on?
Oh, you know, I my holidays have been all right. I just got, you know, through the Christmas crush and getting ready for the New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been good. And Santa Claus granted my wish because I wished and wished and wished for an idea for Christmas. And when I woke up, I had an idea on Christmas Day.
Oh, really? What is this idea?
Well, first, yeah, how many times has this happened to you?
6 times.
Oh, Brayden. Oh, hey,
Brayden.
Oh, Brayden.
What?
Well, okay. Okay, let's say you're out having a good time with just some of your buddies.
Okay, sounds great so far.
Easy to imagine. And the thing is, you're having a good time, but you could be having a better time. You know, the kind of time that only happens when you're with a prostitute.
I know that time pretty well.
Okay, and if I might take us into the testosterone zone for a second. I want to really paint you a mental picture of this prostitute.
Okay.
Starting at the top. Let's, you know, beautiful scalp. It's not sunburned. There's no dandruff. It's exactly the same. It's the kind of girl that you could shave her head and she wouldn't look like, you know, she wouldn't look like Tor Johnson. But instead of that, she has a long, luxurious or short, luxurious set of hair of the color of your choice.
Wow.
Okay. You go down, perfect almond-shaped eyes, you know, gorgeous, full, pouty lips.
Sure.
You know, bountiful, life-giving breast. You know, and you go down, you get to the belly button, which there's not much to say about, and then you get to the hips, and the hips are wide and full, and you know, so it sounds good, you know, but every time you've ever been with a woman, there's always something, a little bit something missing. So this one, instead of a vagina, has a penis.
Has a penis.
Has a normal, I mean, just like the kind you'd find every day, just, you know, you know, penis.
Okay.
You know, like a regular set, you know, probably about, you know, about as thick as if you know, your thumb and forefinger meet, maybe a little bit thinner than that. And then a regular set of balls, but not hairy, just regular balls. And the penis works just like a normal penis. It's just like, you know, you give it attention, it becomes erect. If you ignore it for a little while, And it's just a penis. So it's just like a regular prostitute. You're hanging out with your buddies. You want a prostitute at the end of the day. You want this little something extra. What do you think, buddy?
Do you have a name for that?
Yeah, I call it the prostitute.
Prostitute.
It's the prostitute.
Gary, I think that already exists.
What?
No, I'm serious. I think it exists. I think they're called transsexual prostitutes or tranny hookers.
Tranny hookers?
Yeah.
Somebody beat us to the punch?
Yeah, I think this time they did.
God damn it.
But you know what this reminds me of?
Huh.
The brostitute.
The brostitute.
The brostitute? What's that?
Well, the brostitute is a special companion that you can hire to cap out a wonderful evening with your bros.
Okay,
see how this is similar?
I can see how this would remind you of it. Tell me more.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Gary. How many times has this happened to you?
Six.
Okay, you're out with your bros. You're having a great time. But then you realize having a guaranteed sexual partner immediately following or during the events as described would make the time even greater.
Yeah, I that's a realization that I realize on a real, real regular basis.
But what about the shame of exiting a bro-rific evening in order to seek out a partner, spouse, significant other, willing animal, turtle, or prostitute?
I hate that shame. I would say that it's devastating.
Yeah, and you would want to avoid that shame whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I hate inviting my turtle out.
Well, look at this. Now there's a brostitute, and you'll never feel that shame because the brostitute's job is to tag along and join in with the merrymaking with you and your bros. You see, the brostitute isn't just an outsider that's hitching a ride on the near nonstop fun train that is a bro outing. The brostitute is a professional bro impersonator. You can't tell a brostitute from one of your bros except when it becomes that special time. You know what I mean?
So it's kind of like a professional.
Yes, it would be like a professional. A professional brostitute.
I could see that, and it would just be like just having one of my normal bros.
It would be just like having one of your normal bros, except that you get to sleep with the brostitute.
Okay.
And you pay the brostitute for that.
And the brostitute makes a fair living wage. I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
But getting down to the brass tacks of dollars and money, how much does this brostitute cost?
Well, Gary, let me explain it to you like this.
Okay.
You've gone out on dates or evenings with your partner, spouse, significant other, willing animal, turtle, prostitute, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We used to be every Friday. Yeah.
Sure. And those can range anywhere between cheap and expensive, right?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes right in the middle.
Right. Now, an evening with a brostitute is no different. Think about it this way. How much would you pay to sleep with your best friend if you knew they were trained in the secret art of bro impersonation and bro pleasure?
Okay, well, let me just think about that for a second. Like, just, you know, for lack of a better word, let me just think about Derek.
Okay.
How much would I pay? Well, right now I wouldn't pay that much to sleep with Derek. But if he was trained in the arts of bro pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And bro impersonation. Well, he's already a pretty good natural bro impersonation. The bro pleasure, though, he's an unknown quantity. He might be good at that. But, I mean, I rely on security and satisfaction. I mean, in this troubled economy, I have to make sure that every cent counts. And if I was going to give Derek money and not know how good he'd be at bro pleasuring me, I wouldn't give him much. I mean, $5-$10. But if I could be guaranteed that he could pleasure me like a bro,
right.
Then, I mean, I might be willing to pay upwards of like $30 or $40.
Wow. See, this will probably be, the brostitute is probably about that much more or less.
As long as it's one of those three.
Right.
Okay. Does the brostitute, right now it just sounds like, you know, fucking fantastic. But does it have any extra features to put it into the realm of super fucking fantastic?
Well, it does actually, Gary. I'm glad you asked. Because not only is the brostitute a human companion that will sleep with you for money, it is also a great party buddy. The brostitute can also do a bunch of other things. Do you want your brostitute to crush cans on its head? No problem.
Yes.
How about do a keg stand?
6 times.
Done.
Okay.
Do you like Madden 2009 for the PlayStation?
No.
Well, a brostitute will either be terrible to build your ego, or an excellent partner to squash your friends.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's why I don't like Madden, because I'm terrible at it. See, but if I could hire the brostitute to be even worse at it, then maybe then my ego, yeah.
The brostitute to make you look good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So next time I'm just playing Madden against two of my regular bros, I can bring the brostitute in as kind of a pinch ringer.
Yeah, you can have all that and at least more than one exciting feature.
In addition to that, so extra one extra feature.
Right.
Okay. Now, this brostitute, you said it is a human companion. So this is a fully functioning human being with all of the moral issues that that entails?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, okay. And the brostitute, what does the brostitute, what does it look like? I mean, is it going to be, you know, I look, my dad, before he went on his crazy identity theft bender, told me one piece of wisdom. He said, before I leave you forever, I have one thing to say to you, one piece of wisdom. Okay. And that is, you don't look at the mantle when you're poking the fire. And I've taken those words and I use them when I'm selecting my, you know, poke mates, you know, they're just, and everything. So the brostitute, is this going to be like a mantle I want to, look at adoringly while, having sex with the fire? Or is it a mantle that I want to avoid shamefully while staring at the fire and thinking about my wife?
Well, when you get a brostitute, you can have your mantle specifications sent into the computer to find the ideal brostitute for you.
Okay, so it'd be maybe like kind of like an FBI computer that searches through a database of available brostitutes and finds the closest one to your match.
Let me ask you this, Gary. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this, Gary. Have you ever hired a prostitute?
No.
Let me ask you this, Gary. Have you ever watched a television program in which someone hires a prostitute?
Yes!
Well, all right. Imagine you're that someone. Usually what happens is they'll call up a service and or go down the street and look for a prostitute that they think is appropriate.
Okay, very much.
The prostitute system works out just like that. You call up and say, I would like a blonde prostitute. I'd like a prostitute with big muscles. Whatever you'd like.
Okay. And what if in the future, as we develop this idea, we have a program where we get an internet website and have a virtual red light district where you can cruise a virtual car up and down the street and see a gallery of prostitutes just to recreate that authentic John experience.
I love it. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. That would be awesome. And then we can accept PayPal for easy payment.
Oh, of course, of course. Mm-hmm. The brostitute, we'll see, then we have a couple of variety options here. We have a virtual brostitute that could virtually handle your needs for a significantly reduced price.
Right. It would be like somebody who plays Halo with you on the computer.
Right.
And then you know, goes to chat rooms about cars.
Yeah.
And then afterwards a live webcam show.
Yes, or during those chat rooms about cars, discusses the thrusting of your pistons and things about your camshaft, and make sure that there's plenty of lubrication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree with that, especially after that one night. So what if I wanted to hire a brostitute to come to my house, manually service me while I talk to another brostitute online through the virtual red light district?
Wow, Gary, you have a lot of needs that need to be taken care of.
It's just one need.
Yes,
but it's urgent.
Well, yeah, I think that can be arranged. If you pay the online fee for the online brostitute, you could then also pay for the real-life fee for a real-life brostitute.
Okay. And maybe we can have some kind of system, kind of like Xbox Live, where you can have brostitute gold membership.
Sure.
And that
you
would
can probably set up an application on Facebook as well to update your status as to which prostitute you've been with recently.
Right, right. Like I banged, She-Carl, or I banged, Ryanessa.
I believe you're thinking of Terry
or okay.
Pat.
And these prostitutes, how do they get so good at Halo and billiards? I mean,
well, it all takes place inside of our secret mountain base prostitute training camp.
Okay, and
located directly above several of the world's most popular shave caves.
Shave cave.
Okay, and is this maybe it's something where we can train them in a room where the brososity is five times Earth's brososity?
Certainly. I don't know how you would do that, but we can try.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same technology that we use when we enter into the testosterone zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I like this. I like this so far. Now, one problem I have when I've seen TV shows about hiring prostitutes and imagined hiring them is the police.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you bring up an excellent point, Gary, but let me ask you this. When was the last time the police busted you for soliciting one of your bros?
I guess never. Now that I
think
about
right.
it.
And it'll never happen with the prostitute.
Okay, so let's say mid-coitus with the prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just imagine that just for a second. And really think about it. You know, it's just, okay. it's me or you just banging away at a prostitute.
I don't have to think too hard because it just happened.
Okay, well, think back. Now, okay. Can we have an extra feature or maybe for an additional cost where let's say you're banging away at the prostitute and the cops somehow got wind of it,
mm-hmm.
the police bust in, the prostitute clamps down on its powerful genital muscles to eject your penis and immediately pulls out a Nintendo DS and a link cable.
That's ridiculous, Garrett. Look, if the police find out, you just have to say you're hanging with one of your bros, and they'll understand.
Well, it'd be hard, though, if you're, dicking one of your bros.
Look, nobody's dicked any of their bros ever. So if the police show up and you say you're hanging with one of your bros, they'll just assume you're hanging with one of your bros.
Okay.
That's in the Constitution.
I forgot about the prostitution. I guess that's kind of a confusing term because it can now. In this case, I'm referring to the Constitution as it refers to bro rights, but prostitution is the act of hiring a prostitute.
That's right.
So don't get them confused. They are different. I'm sold.
Great.
It's going to be a website. The other thing, is it going to be a phone number? Is it going to be your phone number, Brayden?
No, we have a different phone number set up for this. It's one of those 976 numbers you see at about 2 a.m. on whatever local cable stations you have.
We should get some ads where they just start out with, like, a bunch of guys playing ping pong and then just cut to, sloppy yawns.
Well, that's pretty much how it works, my friend.
All right.
Imagine this. I'm going to paint a little scenario for you that I recently received a letter about someone's prostitute experience. They're
okay.
considering themselves anonymous.
Paint a sound picture using words.
I totally will. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear to whom it may concern at Brostitute University. That's
EDU.
Right, University too. I don't know if I told you.
Oh.
It's part of the training center. Anyway, I never thought it would happen to me. But there I was, hanging out with my bros. We were playing some Wii Sports. See, Wii Sports are very popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to play some Modern Warfare too, but Jimmy had not bought it yet. Then, all of a sudden, one of my bros starts going down on me. It was the best night ever. I had that $50.
Oh, okay. Well, it's lucky that you had what is this customer's name?
He went by Anonymous. He didn't want to give.
Oh, okay. Is this something where Anonymous, it almost sounds like he's described a situation in which a prostitute infiltrates your group of bros, performs sex on you before you can refuse, and then demands payment.
No, Gary, it's very similar to what you just described, but not exactly. You see, in this situation, Anonymous had been gifted a brostitute.
Oh, okay. Like a birthday brostitute.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with regular prostitutes, or prostitutes, I guess, as well, if the client refuses to pay at a certain point, there's usually a kind of enforcement involved. Is there anything similar with the brostitute?
Yes. Part of the bro impersonation techniques involves defending your own territory.
Okay, so okay. So at first I thought this was awesome because it was two great things. It was you know, a bro and a prostitute. You know, right. It was like peanut butter and jelly. But it's actually a peanut butter, jelly, and banana sandwich because it's its own bro, its own prostitute, and its own pimp.
That's how we can pass the savings on to you. We cut out the pimp.
I know, exactly. If somebody acts as their own pimp, like a self-realized pimp, it's like a kind of a human resources economy that you just don't see in the United States anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. The reason they all continue to work for us is not only do we provide competitive health benefits, but also we are able to de-bro them after each mission.
Okay.
Kind of like debriefing. You get de-broed, you have some de-bro time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go about whatever your business is, and then you can get called back up for active bro duty.
Okay. So these weekend warriors, as it were, could be around us all the time. You know, my coworker, my cousin, my wife, any of these people could actually be a brostitute,
exactly.
Who's just say a regular wife, cousin, or coworker, but every once in a while has to do her duty to keep us safe overseas.
Right.
I mean, in pulley halls and bars,
right.
Boners lurk.
Look, Gary, anyone you meet from this moment on who could potentially become your bro could be a brostitute the whole time.
Okay. Well, and the thing is, I don't want to be prejudiced. I mean, that doesn't mean – I'm sure that these brostitutes also are sometimes just bros with people.
Yeah.
You know, sex workers have to be able to keep those kind of things separate, is what I understand.
Yes.
It's a hard, difficult life for them. Now, there's one other aspect of brostitution that I was going – or not the brostitution. I'm very familiar with that, but of the concept –
the act of brostitution?
Yes, the concept of brostitution I was going to ask about and trying to remember what it was. Some other little wrinkle in the
– A little fly in the honey, as it were.
Yes, a little fly in the Vaseline. As Mr. Scott Weiland once opined.
Yes. Flies in the Vaseline we are.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it blows my mind.
Yeah.
There's never been a single prostitute murdered in the history of prostitution.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because they're so good at self-defense?
That and because they're so new.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. As the history has just not begun yet and is beginning following this phone call.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would put that on our banner ads as soon as possible before it ceases to be true. As prostitute bodies wash up on the shore in every major city.
Yeah, number of bros murdered since inception, zero.
Zero. Yeah, I mean, there are limitless possibilities.
We've got a long road ahead of us.
Prostabilities.
And it will be a pleasurably bumpy road.
Yes, yes, the bumps will be exactly where you want them.
I think we got a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Sign me up. I'm more than willing to add it to the – let's add it to the Brayton, Cameron, Gary Butterfield stable of product systems or whatever that was. And,
yes.
Yeah. This is – we're diversifying. This is the – I think this – well, no, I guess the Shave Cave's kind of our – I was going to say it was the first service from our enterprise.
No, Shave Cave definitely the first service.
Yeah, but this is kind of different. These are maybe our first employees, as all the other things have been done by like robots and repurposed Cold War technology and voice recognition technology.
It's pretty true, isn't it?
Yeah, we a lot of robots in our employ, but now there are lots of men, women.
Now hold on, Gary. I never said anything about their gender.
Oh, okay. Well, I had the prostitute on my mind. I was looking at a GIF. my backdrop, and it just, you know how sometimes when you're trying to talk and read at the same time, you just kind of say the thing you're looking at, you know, the word on accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that. I was just kind of like...
You were looking at a man lady gif?
It was manlady.gif, which, you know, but it was just for research for the prostitute.
Oh, okay.
So.
As long as it's for research.
It was definitely for research. The thing is, life is really just a balance between bro, like, and statute. Like, you need a certain number of things that begin with bro. Like bros, bro time, brothers, you know. And then you need a certain number of things that end with atute. Prostitutes, brostitutes, prostitutes, institutes. And, once you have a balance, then you've reached what I believe Buddha called kick-ass party time.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I will be client number two after this one client that sent a letter back from the future when we were already at the service.
Anonymous.
Yes. Oh, Anonymous, our buddy Anonymous.
Edgar J. Anonymous.
Edgar J. Anonymous, who lives at 526 Willowbrook Court in Anonymous
Town. Yourtown, USA.
Yourtown, USA. You're a friend of mine, Anonymous.
Edgar J. Anonymous.
Edgar J. Anonymous. His friends call him Ed. But it's Mr. Anonymous if you're nasty.
Or Eddie J.
Okay. Yeah, Eddie J. Anonymous. His rapper name was Anonymous. I guess that's kind of too many details.
Yeah, we kind of gave it away, I think.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away. So look out for the new album by Anonymous, and look out for the new service from us.